She was not used to being hunted. The lake stretched slate blue, glittering. The woman gazed over it, hands lying loose in her lap. A folded newspaper sat beside her on the bench. The headlines all trumpeted arrests, deaths, forthcoming trials. The trials will be held in Nuremberg, it seemed. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's the opening lines to Kate Quinn's historical novel, The Huntress. It's the story of three very different women from 1946 to 1950, who, as the story begins, stand on vastly different shores. Jordan McBride lives in post-war Boston with her father, helping him run his store. She wants more than anything to be a professional photographer and has a keen eye. Nina Markova is a fearless Russian woman who follows her dream of becoming a pilot. During World War II, she flies night raids dropping bombs on the Germans. Her father's anti-Stalin rhetoric forces her to flee to England. Annalise Weber, a.k.a. Lorelei Voigt, once the huntress, is now the hunted. She escapes to America disguised as a widow with the young child Ruth. After the war ends, former British war correspondent Ian Graham, along with his partner Tony, become Nazi hunters. They search for clues, locate Nazis, and bring them to justice. Ian's especially looking for the huntress because she murdered his only brother. The three women and two men meet through a variety of means and all play crucial roles in the climax of the story. It's a story of loss and love and justice. If you like to read novels with strong women characters, then you must read The Huntress by Kate Quinn. I'm Betty Martin. For more of my must-reads, visit krcu.org.